Life isn't about avoiding the bruises. It's about collecting the scars to prove that we showed up for it. Join Nikki Seberini for the next hour as she explores heroism through illness. There is a warrior inside each of us. This is LifeLinks with the DL Link. LifeLinks is a funding initiative of the DL Link.
And I'm hoping that we have, is Carlos on the is he on? Are we wrapping up the he's there. Carlos, are you there?
I'm here, how's it?
Listen, Carlos, has your head expanded in the last half an hour? Like expanded in size? No?
Not at all. I haven't heard anything. Really? I'm on a thought.
We've only been saying only the heart. We've been saying the nicest things about you. We're your biggest fans, Carlos.
You.
Welcome. It's so lovely, as per usual, to have you back on the show. It's always, you know, we hear your energy and your generosity and your big heart, and it inspires us. And we've got Monica, and she was talking about just the impact that it had, you riding the race, especially at such a low point. How was it for you? This was a good year for you. You did it in very good time, right?
I did. So thank you for having me back on the show. It's always good to be to speak about DL Link and the incredible work they do. So my preparation for this year's ride was a bit special because obviously being Portuguese, Monica's Portuguese, I thought to myself, you know what, let's just go for it. So I had the honor to ride for you, Monica. It was wonderful. I think you're amazing. You're a true cancer warrior, mother of three, and honestly, the most positive person I met this year. And as you all know, my dad passed away with cancer, so this is a very dear race for me. And yeah, the highlight for me was riding for Monica and to raise what I did. It was tough though this year to raise funds. You know, people are a bit tight. But having said that, I went out for it and did quite well. I did a 2:45, my best time.
And
it was good. It was good, and I really enjoyed it. It was very emotional for me, as you know. But having said that, it was wonderful. It was very strong. I felt very strong. It was good. But to ride for Monica, it was really great. So I think she's an amazing person, and I think she's doing better. So I try and touch base with her at least once a week, Monica. We try and touch base with you and see if you're doing okay. Yeah.
Well, Carlos, I just wanted to say, from the bottom of my heart, like, you don't understand how much it meant for me to know that somebody who hardly knows me is willing to put in so much work in my honor. Like, I felt so seen, and I felt like I had so much strength that at one of the weakest points in my life, I was in hospital the day of your race, and I sadly couldn't make it. But it meant everything to know that you were out there pushing for me. So thank you for that. You're an incredible human being, and I'm truly grateful to have met you.
It was a great pleasure, Monica. It was a great pleasure.
Carlos, I hope you heard that. Did you hear that? Were you able to hear that at all?
Got a bit of a lump in my throat, you know?
Yeah.
Thank you for the kind
words. A lump in all of our throats.
Yeah, look, the actual warrior, I think, is Monica and DL Link. I'm just the worker on the bike, you know, trying to do what I can. But they're the warriors, not me. So they need more recognition than what I'm going to get, you know, and I'm getting. But I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
It's a teamwork, Carlos.
Yeah, it is a teamwork.
It is. And you know what, Carlos? If we didn't have incredible people like you, it wouldn't happen. So it has to be celebrated, you know, and people want to be able to celebrate what you're doing for others. I mean, you just heard what Monica said and how you've touched her life. So we were talking about the fundraising, because I think very often people hesitate around that, asking other people for money. As you say, times are tough. Did you reach the goal you wanted to? I mean, you're always amazing with that fundraising, but just for other people who are trying as well, how was that for you?
Look, I actually wanted to raise 200, but I do my own fundraising. So after work, I sit down, I phone clients and suppliers and family. And I want to just say a special shout out. I want to say a shout out to everyone who donated, my family, my friends, clients. Every single contribution obviously makes a big difference, you know. But look, when I phone certain people this year, I could hear in their voice, you know, the race again. And they're like, you know, could hear that people are battling a bit. But like I said, I want to get to 200, which was impossible. But I think we got to 128, eh, Tammy?
She's left. And Carlos, and thank you.
No, pleasure, yeah. Pleasure. So, like I said, I'm in it every year. It's just great to help where we can, you know. But the fundraising went well. Certain people didn't give what I expected, but still, I mean, I'm grateful. I'm grateful, you know. It makes it all adds up at the end.
Yeah, and we're all grateful. So, Carlos, thank you. And thank you for your time. You know, you keep coming onto the show every time we ask, besides doing everything else that you do. We really, really appreciate it. You truly are an angel walking in the form of a human being. And we so appreciate it. Thank you very much. Thank you, Carlos.
It's a pleasure, guys. Thank you. Pleasure.
Carlos goes off. Can I just say something to Carlos? That not only does he ride, not only does he reach out and fundraise, not only does he connect with his beautiful warrior. This year in Cape Town, as everybody knows, the marathon was cancelled, and we had a dad whose vision and dream was to put his five-year-old on his shoulders, who is a warrior, and cross the finish line, which didn't happen. But at the final moment, just before boarding the plane for Cape Town, we decided we just needed a banner just to advertise, you know, to hold up to your link. And within, I don't know how long, but in a very, very short space of time, of course, Jota Sands had made us a banner. And when the race didn't happen, guess what happened? We held up this enormous banner, and the dad put his little girl on the shoulders, and they crossed the finish line through the banner which Jota had made us, and it was just awesome. So thank you, Carlos.
No, it's a pleasure. Carlos. Thanks to my team as well. I think Wesley jumped there. He printed it straight away. So when you phoned, he jumped in. So I must give credit to my team at my factory. And Wesley, he's amazing as well. So Wesley, if you're listening, appreciate it. Thank you very much for that, Wes. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Thanks, Carlos. Thank you, Wesley. And
pleasure.
Thanks for that,
man. Pleasure.
What a beautiful story. We're going to take a break. So stay with us and we'll be back.